All right. Well, anyways, Brett, what do we have here to talk about?
Spawn. Todd McFarlane presents Spawn.
Spawn.
Did you try it?
I did.
What'd you think?
I liked that they had the countdown clock. As you got hurt, the countdown clock changed. That was all I liked about it. It made like a, you know, when you jumped and did a kick, it did the swirly hurt guys thing. That was also okay.
I played, this was a game that I played for 30 seconds, I think. Honestly, I got in there, I hit a couple of bad guys, and I ran into something, and I was just like, no, I'm done.
Yeah, okay. Generic bad guys, 7, 4, and 13, I think, were in this one. What do you think, Chris?
I played it long enough to think, oh god, another side-scroller. This one has okay graphics. Is there anything else? No, there isn't. I'm moving on.
They had like a cut scene. It's kind of dark and moody. And
it was really depressing.
Yeah, kind of depressing. But I mean, I liked it. I'm like, oh, okay, we got something a little grittier here, something a little more hardcore, something a little bit more dangerous feel to it. So I kind of like that. I like the music, and then you get to the game, and you're like, you're Spawn, and you got this cape, and you know the graphics, like you say, aren't too bad. And you got the chain, and you're like, oh, Spawn can do so much cool stuff. You know that cool stuff that super powerful character Spawn can do in the comic books, and you can't do any of that.
Yep.
You can punch. I don't even think you can kick. You can punch and you can jump, and then jump down and punch. Like, it's pretty bad. Yeah. So.
All right. Well, let's end with the bad.
Speaking of bad,
Justice League Task Force.
Now, I gotta say, in all honesty, this is a fighting game, and we're playing it on a keyboard. So, fighting games aren't meant to be played. You can't. If there's like a shuriken move, you know, where you're supposed to roll your, you know, backwards, front, backwards to left, and roll half circle or something, you can't do it when you're playing with a, you know, the arrows on a keyboard.
Yes.
So it's not quite fair, but from that perspective.
It's never going to be helped by the fact that there were, what, 7 characters?
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that you fight the characters, all the characters once, and then you fight zombie versions or cyborg versions of the characters through the next level. And then I think you fight Darkseid. And that's the end of the game. Right there. Like, that's... It's just like 14 odd levels, and then you're done.
I would have liked a member of Justice League Task Force to appear in this game.
Yes.
There were none.
Wasn't Despero in it?
Who?
Wasn't Despero in it?
Despero.
As I don't remember. Yeah.
Are there fireworks going on? Or is that lightning?
Oh, could be either one. Anyway.
Gunfire, I don't know.
But I loaded this game thinking, I want to play Martian Manhunter. I want to play Booster Gold.
Yeah, members that are actually... When I think of the Justice League Task Force, I don't think of Superman, Wonder Woman, The Flash.
Batman, Green Arrow.
Green Arrow.
None of those were actually members,
yeah. Yeah, none of these are members. It's almost like they went, Justice League Task Force, okay, let's make this game. And somebody went, what's the roster of that? Oh, we can't use them. We need people will recognize, and they put these other characters in there. I started off as the Flash, and...
God damn it. I actually can't... It's appropriate to use the phrase, this is not my Justice League Task Force. It's like the one time I'm not being facetious. This isn't the Justice League Task Force ball.
No, it isn't. And I play as the Flash, and I'm like, okay, I lowered the level, because you can lower the difficulty level. There's 5 levels. I lowered it to the second lowest level, because I'm like, oh, I'm not going to be very good. I get out there, I play Superman. They're just relentless. He's just on your ass. He just beats the hell out of you. I think I kicked him twice or something. And you're doing like this karate kick as the Flash. I'm like, when does he do that? And you can't do any of the special moves, and you just get your ass kicked. And I'm like, okay, let me try this again. So I tried the battle mode. I'm like, well, maybe I'll open up more characters instead of playing the mission mode. And it did, because there I chose Darkseid, and I was fighting as him. And I almost beat Wonder Woman, but I still lost, and it sucks.
Yeah, it was...
When
it
I
was
played stupid. Superman and got my ass handed to me by Green Arrow, that was more than... That was more than enough of that game.
Yeah. I started out with Green Arrow, and then it was like, I don't even think I got a punch in on Wonder Woman, and I'm like...
I kind of hope there's an Easter egg hidden somewhere in Injustice that you can play this game.
I don't. Oh, my God.
No, never. Nothing. This should not be an Easter
egg. Like, Battle Simulator.
I would have been happy. I would have been happy with one member of... task force, but there is nobody.
No.
This is not a good game.
No, wait. Aquaman was a task force member.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
I think Aquaman was a task force
member. I don't think so.
I don't know. Tim Truman did write most of Turok. I looked that up.
He looked that up? All right, members of Justice League Task Force, go.
Do some more research.
All right.
Do some research.
All right.
Don't get me wrong. Justice League Task Force was a terrible comic book, but...
Hey, you look it up. We're going to go around. Brett, you'll say final thoughts on
the games.
Yeah,
I think honestly, it really comes down to the radical difference in video games between now and then. And you definitely can see the evolution as you play through the different systems. But superheroes are just not really meant for side-scrolling punching games. It just doesn't work nearly as well as you would hope.
Chris?
This sounded like a good idea at one time. It really wasn't. Pointless exercise.
It was fun. I had fun.
Well, I had fun, and I did have fun playing some of the games. I mean, the thing is, Brett said, I can go back and I can play Legend of Zelda from Nintendo, and it's still a great game.
Yep.
So it's not about the games. I mean, I can still play Final Fantasy, or I can play different, Chrono Trigger.
Stuff like that. There's lots of fantastic games.
Yeah, there is. And even something like The Punisher, the Genesis version, shows to me you can do a side-scrolling and beat 'em up and make them fun. And I can still play Streets of Rage and have fun.
Absolutely.
With it. So, and I know I can play that. So, I mean, it's not that. But it's most of these, it's just like, oh, somebody obviously gets the license, goes, what's the character's powers? Okay, make him do that and then... That's good enough. Like, there's no care.
Yeah,
there's no love.
Yeah, there's like, just a bunch of half-assed video games that they throw out there because they know the comic book geeks are going to come out and buy.
Well, that's it. It's like, at the time, it's like, okay, we'll put Wolverine and the X-Men in a game, and Blockbuster will order 4 copies per store because they know there's comic book fans who are going to rent it, and that's it. It doesn't matter about the quality. And that's almost like how it comes across. Like I said, that's the difference. The Genesis Wolverine Adamantium Rage... You go, the people who worked on that like Wolverine, know Wolverine, care about Wolverine, and the people who worked on the Super Nintendo one didn't. And that's just kind of how it comes across for most of these. They just don't. They don't care, and that's a shame. But is there some stuff worth playing? Yeah, if I'm saying to you, if you want to get an emulator, or if they're available on one of the PlayStation Network or Xbox Live or anything like that, if the Punisher's there, you play it.
If I can find the Punisher, I would.
TMNT, I know they did an update for that in the Turtles in Time. Play it, for sure. It's awesome. There's definitely some that I would play, but there's most of them you just go, stay away. It hurts. And if there's any game which has a ledge in it, probably want to avoid that one, because odds are you're not going to be able to have the skill to get past
right
that
there.
Thing.
Bam.
Any thoughts there, Keith, or did you find anything?
I did find that Flash was a founding member of Justice League Task Force.
Oh, really? Well, that's, there you go.
Later left the team... That book lasted 38 issues, which is 37 and a zero, yeah.
Wow.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, definitely a surprise.
It's the foghorn.
Excuse me.
It's a foghorn?
Yeah.
What did you eat?
We're here by the ocean.
Yeah, in the middle of Calgary. In the middle of the prairies.
I was reminded why I don't really... Never really played a lot of video games.
What about Wing Commander 4? You like that, right?
I did love that game. Yeah. I like shooting games. I like first-person flight games. That's about it.
Yeah.
I'd said when I drive over here.
How was Star Control 2 on 3DO? That was great.
Game. That was a good game.
One of the great games of all time.
Yeah.
That was back when you were playing them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know where I was going there, other than I don't like side-scrolling games. Maybe that's what I should say.
Maybe.
And there was like 2 games out of this entire pile that were side-scrolling.
Yeah, and there was almost all side-scrolling.
We have 1 fighting game with the Punisher game.
Well, yeah, they're either a fighting game side-scrolling or a platformer side-scrolling for the vast majority. So, yeah.
All right, let's answer a few questions and get the hell out of here. This.
Well, I just want to say before we do that, did you guys read any comics this week? Anything you want to say about anything? You read. I know there was another Age of Ultron. There was the new Superior Spider-Man. What else was out there? I read this incredibly weird book we got a preview from called Gamma from Dark Horse.
Good, 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 good. Loved it. Loved every panel.
All right.
But I'm a Godzilla fan.
Yeah, I didn't like any panel.
Chris, What were you smoking before you read it?
It was weird. It was wonderful.
It was so weird.
Oh, it was so weird. I loved it.
I just thought, to me, it was like...
Well, Brett, tell everybody the concept, what we're dealing with, and why this is such a weird...
Well, to me, I just likened it to the fact that I thought this guy was...
He was out there.
But no, but I thought he was like he's like a Pokemon trainer. Who's 20 years past his prime, and the Pokemon are like all dead. That was kind of where I got.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. He was a Pokemon trainer. Like, what if the Pokemon trainer screwed up and became an alcoholic and a drunk and an abusive human being?
Yeah.
This is what it was. It sounds like a funny idea. It should be. But if the art wasn't so really, really rough and the character wasn't such a scumbag, you hated him and hated being near him, this is so weird. It's not even that it's a bad quality. It's just an unlikable book.
Yeah, it's
obviously not, because I loved it.
Yeah, but you're the same one who sits there and goes, that five-year-old, yeah, I'd give that five-year-old black kiss. That's fine.
Did they have alcoholic Pokemon on the first page?
Actually, it took a while to get going.
Which, Gamma? Gamma.
Yeah, no. Oh, man, it's so weird. Brett, you hated it?
Oh, I didn't like it at all.
Yeah.
Didn't like it at all.
I mean, anything else? Anybody read anything else this week that they want to talk about that was in there?
I mean, I read most everything. I'm go Team Galactus, destroy the Ultimate Universe. Go.
This was, Chris asked me a question earlier about the hunger, because he was quite confused. And that was something I was going to bring up as a topic, but you know, now we're in hour 8.
We don't know what we're into.
But Chris was confused by the hunger, because it does not say on the cover that this is the Ultimate Universe. And there's not a whole lot in this, like, other than I knew from Age of Ultron that Galactus had moved into the Ultimate Universe. There's nothing to actually tell you that. And Chris asked me at the comic store this afternoon, at what point did Rick Jones become a cosmic character? Because, you know, the last time he was just some guy.
He's superpowered, but he's a Hulk superpower.
Yeah, he's
he's an Agents of Smash or whatever.
My favorite part with it was, I actually, like, because it's written by Joshua Hale Fialkov, and I thought to myself, hey, sweet, I'm reading Alpha. Just every time he, like, they just change the name from Alpha to Rick Jones, you know.
But it's, I mean, this book, because it doesn't say it's an Ultimate, confused Chris, who picked it up. There's nothing.
I thought it was an Age of Ultron book.
It's a bridging book.
Yeah, I only skimmed through it, and I'm going, Age of Ultron, I haven't read it.
One of the big shock endings of Age of Ultron was a 2-page splash that of Miles Morales, Spider-Man, and the 616 version of Galactus. Wow. At the end of Age of Ultron, the 616 version of Galactus has moved into the Ultimate Universe.
Because there is an Ultimate Universe of the Galactus.
I mean, yeah, but it's, and that's what happens in this book, is that the Ultimate Universe's version of Galactus, which is a big eating cloud thingy, and the purple and blue Galactus, who is so
the
awesome.
Entity. You know what? I read that years ago when it came out, the appearance of Galactus in the... And it's even spelled different. Galactus. Yeah, in the Ultimate Universe. And I loved it. I was like, oh, that was good. I can't remember who wrote it. Like Warren Ellis or something.
Warren Ellis.
And it was awesome. And I loved the fact that it was different. That you could get a different, probably in many ways more plausible take on a Galactus without ruining the continuity of the 616 universe. So, I thought it was great at the time. So, I mean, who knows what they're doing now.
Well, that's what the hunger is the first issue is those two versions intersect. But I mean, this actually, and then a few days ago, there was a lot of confusion when the
second issue... I just have to say before you go ahead, of course, if we hadn't gotten that Ultimate version of Galactus, we might never have had the awful Galactus that we had in the Fantastic Four Rise of the Silver Surfer movie.
That's right.
So, it's not worth it.
Yes.
Anyways, go ahead.
Galactus wears purple pants.
Lucy, right, Brett? That's only between him and me, but that was funny.
Well, I'm glad that's on the show then.
Yeah, no question. Well,
nothing like an in-joke.
I'm just catching up, man.
Nothing like an in-joke that's focused down on only half of the hosts.
At this rate, nobody's listening to the show anymore.
Oh, crap.
Actually, Chris has just admitted he's no longer listening.
I'm starting to stop the listening now.
Yeah. Oh, anyways, yeah. You're saying, Keith, please, get to it. What's wrong with you?
But, like, I read three different reviews for Batman Superman number 2. The J. Lee, Greg Pak, that were obviously completely lost that the book took place on Earth 2. And they were like, is this an alternate universe? When are we going to unpack this? Maybe it's an alternate... Maybe they traveled into the future. But it was like 100% clear that they had missed. And then I'm like...
Yeah, it was right at the end of the first book. It was so obvious.
But there's no blurb on the cover.
Oh, yeah.
There's no previously in. So if you just pick this up, you've got two different versions of Batman and Superman who have different costumes. Two of them appear much older than other versions. So if you read solicit material, of course, it's ridiculously clear. But you shouldn't have to. And for the Galactus as well, though. The Galactus never says it's the Ultimate Universe. Yeah. It's not on the cover, because I specifically looked for that. Once I was reading it, because I had the moment, too, like, forgetting the Age of Ultron bit, that this came after it. I'm like, so what is the Rick Jones
deal? Well, hold on
here?
A second.
So it does take place.
It's in
the Ultimate Universe.
Correct.
Do we know what happened to the bees, Galactus? Is that still in the Ultimate Universe, or has it moved over to the Marvel Universe?
No,
it's
in that issue. it's in that issue that you just
read.
It's obviously too confusing, but here's my question for you. So is this then, is the Galactus from the 616 universe, the core Marvel universe, the Marvel now, is he moving into the Ultimate Universe of 2 years ago? Or the one today?
It is the one today.
Well, how does that work?
And there's a big event coming up.
And they should have so basically marketed we have like this three as an ultimate universe. Book.
So basically, don't we have three different universes then? Because we have the Age of Ultron universe, which is 2 years ago, the 616 universe, and the Ultimate Universe. Well, and we're already screwing up the continuity, smashing them together in a way that doesn't work, aren't we?
Well, Age of Ultron is it has been called Marvel's Flashpoint, because it is, even like now after Spider-Man, it is even clearer showing that Ultimate is now going to be more connected to 616 than it had been before. I think we can now assume that Age of Ultron was supposed to have come out before Spider-Man, and this is why those books got, like, why these two characters could meet. But
hey, you know what? Hey, I'm glad they did the Ultimate Universe. It was important. They had some good stories. It in many ways influenced a smarter, more logical, more adult version of the current Marvel Universe, but maybe it's just time
for it to doesn't go. Sell very well anymore.
No.
So.
That is actually a question that got tweeted to us by Aaron Long. Is it time to implode the Ultimate Universe? Hunger leads to cataclysm. Has Ultimate U served its purpose?
Yeah, I think so.
I think we said a year ago that it had.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. For sure. Yeah,
actually, at this point, I would like to cherry pick a couple things from the Ultimate Universe.
I think they have.
The Ultimate Spider-Man is still successful, isn't it? I mean, it's still Bendis and still... I understand it's quite good. And
yeah, even then, I mean, the sales are like, you're talking about 130 or something like that in the sales range. I mean, you're not talking about a popular book.
But I'd like the Ultimate Spider-Man to actually move into a world with the Superior Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And have fun with that for a little bit.
Yeah, that would be very cool. Yeah.
We're going to have quite a population of Spider-Men pretty soon.
Yeah.
We've got 2099 is going to be appearing soon. Hmm.
Oh, yeah, but that'll fail immediately. We know that.
Well, that book ran for, 7 years or something?
Oh, yeah, no, it's still popular. Like, I mean, yeah, Miguel is popular, for sure.
Yeah. It doesn't hurt that he appeared in that video game, too. So.
That's right.
So what else we got on Twitter questions, then, unless there's another book from this week you guys want to talk about?
I'm trying to remember the name of one of the ones we read.
Yeah, I remember the team-up book. Yeah.
Superior Team-Up, which I wasn't much for.
There's the Lobster Johnson book. I read that. I thought it was not too bad. I know, Brett, you didn't like it.
Yeah, I actually thought the Lobster Johnson was awful.
I
honestly.
I've, I'm not reading it anymore.
But it's funny because most of the time I just come out and say, like, that was a solid book. And at the end of Lobster Johnson, I thought, wow, this actually sucks. Like, this is just, I don't think this is a good book for
me. Was there another book from IDW or something like that that came out then this week? No.
Yeah, there was something else, frankly. Yeah. If I don't remember it now, then why would I want to talk about it?
I thought it was a very unexciting week, actually.
Yeah, there was
nothing going on.
Yeah. Okay. So what else is on Twitter then?
Oh, let's see. We got Mike Fitzgerald, Mike Fitz 538, Dreamcast for Superman Batman, which I guess is Batman is who we're going to cast.
Well, no, it's a Dreamcast.
Well, the actual question is actually it's not even the form.
Oh God,
question.
I thought we were talking about video games again. Says, and there for a second, Dreamcast. There was a Superman Batman game,
including punctuation. Cast Superman Batman! Exclamation point. So it's not in the form of a question, but I'm assuming what he means is cast Batman.
Yeah, right?
And you know, if there's going to be supporting cast for Batman, then I think you just do Joseph Gordon-Levitt and screw it, make it a sequel to Christopher Nolan's, and make another segment of the audience mad.
Yeah, Joseph Gordon-Levitt. That's exactly who I would choose. Absolutely, like yep. Flat out. Bam.
Yeah, I like that. Although. I hear Marvel's looking at him for Doctor Strange. I'd prefer to see him Doctor Strange, but
that would be cool
if we could have both.
Especially Levitt's like one of those actors though that gets rumored for any role that comes.
Oh yeah, but especially like the Ellis version of Doctor Strange that they did for a little bit with the slightly longer hair.
It's yeah, the old.
He would be really cool in that.
He's an actor I really really like. So
yeah. I get to do this, right? I have to say. Yeah, you're going to think I'm crazy, but you know what I think would make a really great Batman? Same guy who plays Wolverine there. What's his name?
Hugh Jackman.
I'd love to see Hugh Jackman as Batman. You might think I'm insane, but I think it'd be great.
I think that Christian Bale has the range for this character. He's coming off of a very successful franchise.
Wait, I'm just going to give
heard,
my...
No, I heard they had a screen test with him. And unfortunately, it kind of annoyed me that he spoke like this the whole time, and I really just couldn't stand it.
I'm just going to go with my stock answer for every character now, Idris Elba.
Idris Elba, that's a good cast.
I would love a black Superman.
You know who else would be good, really good in this? Robert Downey Jr.
Let's get Chris Evans. Is there anything
you know who needs a successful comic book movie?
Is it Ryan Reynolds?
Yes.
Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah. Ryan Reynolds, now he's in comic book movies all the time. He plays about the right age, he's got the right look.
Yeah.
He's got the right look. He's needing a successful movie. Is he done with RIPD and having so many franchises and big budget movies that have been like is that it for him? Is he going to disappear?
I mean, a guy could dream. I really like Ryan Reynolds.
I love Ryan Reynolds. He's done a series of
really bad movies.
Yeah,
the dude needs a hit.
He does.
He would actually make a good Batman. I really do think that.
He's kind of fallen into doing a bit of a shtick. I mean, Green Lantern is really the same character he's played in like four different romantic comedies.
Yeah.
Like it's kind of and it's just this kind of smart ass.
And he'll have a role as long as he takes off his shirt.
Well, he's taking off his shirt. It was worthwhile. Yeah.
I'm right there. I mean, go on. What was your next question?
Yeah. Can we wrap this up, please?
Let's see now. What else we got? EP McFarlane, are the big two focusing too much on film and not enough on comics?
No.
No, that's where the money is. Go where the money is.
I was just listening to the Dan Juergens spotlight from San Diego, and they were talking about 20 years ago how they made editorial decisions based on the fact that there was a TV show. Now, the TV show never told them to do anything, but they said there's going to be a TV show. More people are watching the show than read the comics. We should have things in the comics that capitalize on that. And that was actually why they did Death of Superman instead of doing the wedding. They were never told not to do the wedding, but they thought there shouldn't be a show about romance of Lois and Clark, and Lois and Clark are married. that's just, it's been the way it's been for decades, that you don't make decisions based on the film properties because the film properties say so. You do it because when someone's introduced Spider-Man in the movies, you sure as heck should be able to come to the comic store and read a story about Peter Parker. It's why I think Peter Parker's going to be back before the second Amazing Spider-Man's out. I don't think anyone's going to make them do it.
You know what? I realized this week that I don't care if he ever comes back. I enjoy the Superior Spider-Man book so much.
I do,
I'm
too.
Reading all the Spider-Man for the first time in years.
Yeah.
I love it so much. I don't care if he ever comes back. I realize that.
I'm really, really enjoying it.
I don't think he will, because I think they're going to put out enough Peter Parker Spider-Man sideline comics, whether it be miniseries, that are going to be infinitely easier for people to read and pick up and get into right around the movie, then they're going to be less concerned about the actual series, which already sells gangbusters.
Yeah, it's doing very well.
Yeah. Well, because it's good. But the other thing is, like you say, go where the money is, but the only thing they could do a little bit better is actually make people who see the movies more aware of the comic books and what's going on there. They could do that better. But as far as, are they concentrating too much on the movies? Absolutely not.
I agree.
Is that it?
I got lots here.
Oh, really? Okay.
We got a couple from Matt. We got Reese Marino. He listens to our show, and I got to say that Reese is a colorist. He works on I'm Emilio Cole, and he has told me that he listens to the show while he's working on comics.
That's cool.
A couple of creators have told us that, and it is like ridiculously humbling. That,
yeah, it gives me shivers.
It's, yeah, we're just shooting the shit about comics is, yeah, what we do. But you know, to know that,
and as you can tell from tonight's podcast, we sometimes forget we have listeners.
Yeah, yeah. And the thing is, and when you're talking about,
we have hosts.
We're talking when you're talking about me. You're talking about a lot of shit. Let's face it.
And Reese has told me that he likes that we're generally positive about comics. You know, sometimes I know we can get a bit down on some stuff, but I think we've got a bit of balance of what each of us likes. He asks, what island do all us positive people belong on?
Canada.
Genosha.
That's pretty good.
Vancouver Island.
Easter Island.
Ooh, I like that.
All right,
it has giant rock heads, and there's hidden eggs, hidden chocolate eggs.
Home of the chocolate bunny.
It's the perfect place.
What else we got?
We got Matt Centauri Griffith. If you could write any comic book that already was created by someone else, what would it be?
Oh, damn it! I mean, it's not Team Hawkman.
Can I count Booster Gold and Time Masters is also off the book?
It was created by somebody else. Yeah, so you can't do that. Yeah, yeah.
I think you can have Team Hawkman. I mean, all the characters have been created by someone else. You know, that's true. You're not inventing your own character.
Yeah.
I've decided.
If I could actually write a character, if I could actually write a comic book series, who wouldn't want to write Spider-Man? I'd love to write Spider-Man. God, I'd love to write Spider-Man. Wouldn't it be fun? Yeah.
Silver Surfer for me.
Silver Surfer.
Noble. Love him.
Well, after last week, now I want to write Green Arrow.
I got to say, runner up for me is Flash. I really would love to have a crack of the Flash. It's like that'd be a fun one to do too.
I think. Booster Gold's the obvious one for me, but Superman.
Yeah.
Now the more I think about Green Arrow,
yeah.
I want to bring back that. I want to bring back the real Oliver Queen.
I think
Green Lantern, Green Arrow, but with different Green Lantern. And right. Same Bruno.
Yeah.
Like you know, John Stewart and...
You talk about Booster Gold for you. For me, it's not like... I'm not Power Man and Iron Fist. I'm not Blue Devil. I'm not Shazam. I'm not those characters. That's not the characters
I'm going to change my answer now.
Yeah?
The new universe.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, there you go. You mentioned that earlier. Yeah. You know, like last night when we started.
That's right.
Golden Age Sandman would be fun, right, Brad?
Yeah. If you could get any comic from your childhood back as a monthly that isn't currently published, what would that be?
Okay.
Keith says the new universe.
The new universe. I had to be specific.
I
would say probably Star Brand.
Kind of understand this. Does this mean the same book being published or just that book being published again, a new version?
Like any comic from your childhood that isn't currently published. So
I mean, basically, I mean, if I could bring back Blue Devil with the same character or same creators, right? Is that what we're saying?
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean,
or Power Man.
But it would be Fire Man and Iron Fist with Christopher Priest writing it still. I mean, that would be for me.
Wendy Penny, Richard Penny, Elfquest. I love. Although it's not that long ago, the last volume came out. But
you know what else would be right up there for me? Honestly, a Power Pack. Oh, Louis Simonson. I'd love to.
Louis Simonson. Yeah, he kind of went off the rails there near the end, but
still, yeah, I mean, that was great.
So good.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Can you imagine if they wrote that right up till these characters actually became adults? How awesome that could have been!
Yeah, no kidding.
It occurs to me that those characters would be in their late 30s now. Yeah. Which is
no, but I would have liked to read that.
Right. Yeah, because I remember Alex Power was my age at one point.
Yeah,
and then I kept aging. He didn't. It's the lousy Alex Power. Brett, did you say one?
Well, I'm going to say Icon Devil because maybe this time I'll finish it.
Yeah. God, how many issues did they ever have?
Two, twice.
and just one last question here. Is there a single comic book character that you don't just love, but actually identify yourself with? And I know that for Matt, he always says Batgirl is his spirit animal. which Mo clearly respects and admires.
Well, it's just it would have been okay if you hadn't said spirit animal. Kind of like that. How do you take that seriously?
Now, but for that token, I have to say Samurai Penguin.
Oh, nice. You identify as...
as the Samurai Penguin. Yes, he's the good spirit animal.
Himself as Samurai Penguin.
Right, you're just screwing around. For me, that would be Billy Batson. Right there. That is, you know. Yeah.
I always return to Batman. If I don't know what to read, I will pick a random Batman.
If you ask this question of 100,000 comic book readers, the one that would come up the most though is Peter Parker.
I would imagine. Yeah, I'd imagine.
Yeah, a lot of the Marvel characters, I think, would certainly come up a lot. Yeah.
Well, how about you, Keith?
It's a tough one. I've been thinking about it as you're talking, but I've had to.
Oh, come
to
on, Booster Gold, just say it.
No, it's not Booster because I mean Booster's not like he was a star athlete. Who fell on hard times. So it's not, I had the hard times, but not so much the star athlete.
Yeah, by that token, then I'd have to go with Wesley Dodds, just because, again, at least I know that.
Yeah.
Dude with glasses. All right. Nailed it.
I don't know. It's a really hard question.
It is a hard question. Actually, if I took more time on it, I'd probably like that too, but. Maybe we think about this one. This is how we enter next week's show, telling everybody.
We'll open the show.
This is where we open the show with this. I lean towards Billy Batson, I think I need some more time early. Just out of curiosity, didn't you have one more question from Matt? That he
I did. Today? I did. I'll be sleeping on Matt's couch in a couple of weeks when I'm in Chicago for the Wizard World Comic Convention, and. And Matt has asked, things Matt should know before Keith gets, about Keith before he gets to Chicago. So what can you tell Matt about
yeah,
me?
Because, I mean, I did say jokingly on Twitter.
Rubber sheets.
I responded that he steals. but if I'm going to say something...
And John said that's not a problem because I'm flying, there's a weight restriction, there's only so much I can take.
Yeah. something you need to know about Keith before he shows up. He's Canadian, so he's polite.
Right. And I fart, I apologize.
That wasn't funny. All right, I think that's about it. Unless you can think of anything, Brett. No? All right. Okay.
No, please stop the bleeding.
All right, we're done here, folks. They're going OUT. Email us comics@wetalkpodcast. I am Mo_wetalk.
Chris_wetalk.
Brett_wetalk.
And to be an individualist.
Cub Reporter K.
Understore We Talk.
No, no. At Cub Reporter K. All right, we are again, once again, OUT. Thank you very much, everyone, for listening.